Hey everyone, this is David Lane, and I just wanted to check in with you one more time from Life in the Pit. No theme music today. This is going to be a really short episode. I debated whether or not this episode was necessary, but you listeners have been so good to me over the years that I wanted to give you kind of a proper farewell. So my philosophy is to never say never. I also don't ever say anything like always, because things change. So if I said that I will not ever be doing an episode of Life in the Pit again, life has a way of kind of laughing at that, and who knows, I might be someday. As far as I can tell, though, based on where I am right now, this is going to be the last episode of Life in the Pit. So let me expand on that. I want to tell you a little bit about what kind of led to this decision. So we had three episodes back in June of last year. And, I kind of thought, I'm not going to be able to continue any kind of a pace like that. I started seeing the possibility of having an episode, once a month or something like that. But it just didn't happen and it lost a lot of steam. And I've thought, do I even want to take the time for the next episode, much less continuing the series or continuing planning down the road? And I was just never that excited about it. So what's happened? Why am I letting this go? I'm going to give you several reasons. So the first one, and this is kind of, to me, it's kind of a positive reason. I achieved everything that I meant to achieve in this podcast, like with very few exceptions. I have a slight regret that I never talked to anybody who worked in the West End theater. So that may be a correction that I'll make with my other podcast. But I talked to people who toured on Broadway, people who have played or currently playing in Broadway. I talked to audition accompanists. I talked to people who have done arranging or for shows or people who've composed musicals. And I talked to community theater and school theater personnel all over the country. I talked to people who have done cruise ships, people in Ireland, people in Australia. Talked to someone who lives in New Zealand. I covered at least one person on all of the traditional instruments you find in a pit, and even a few unconventional ones as well. So I'm very proud of this podcast. It filled a void that needed to be filled at the time, and I hope that somebody, maybe one of you, will pick up where I've left off and add to this, because it'd be great to still tell these stories and keep letting people know about this hidden world of theater, the part that people don't often even realize when they go to see the theater, that live band underneath, and also the importance of keeping that alive, because so many theaters, so many productions, well, more and more don't use live music anymore. So why is it that I'm not going to be the one to continue doing this? Well, I'll start with a basic one. I am really into my other podcast. My other podcast is The Musician Toolkit. And probably whenever I have any kind of topic related to music theater, musical theater, I will just fold it into one of the many things that I talk about there. So if you haven't checked that out, if you've gotten any value out of like what I have offered to this and not just the guests, definitely go check that out. I get more into the hands-on approach of music. We talk about music, how to become a better musician, but we also celebrate the careers of all kinds of musicians. So it is a little bit more broad, but a lot of the things that I talk about on that podcast were things that I got inspired to seek further from conversations on this podcast. The other reason is that continuing to do this podcast felt like exactly the right thing when I got started. It was in 2020. I was coming off a show where I was involved in 11 different musicals in one way or the other, either as a keyboardist or as music director, usually as music director. And, 2020, I was doing one show when the pandemic began. I had about three or four different musicals already booked, and one by one they got canceled or rescheduled. I did another show. I mean, I did actually three shows outdoors, And I was, you know, eagerly, as late as the second half of 2021, really looking forward to returning to the pit. Now, I changed the frequency of the podcast because I got a little burnout on the process, and it was a little bit harder to find guests specific to the nature of this podcast because Broadway was opening up again, and it was just kind of harder to find musicians who had such a wide open schedule that I could just book very easily. But truthfully, my heart isn't in it anymore. I'm music directing a show right now. It's the first show that I've music directed on the keyboard, knowing that there's going to be a live band where I'm going to be playing keyboard. First time I've done that in probably 2 years. I've taught just the vocals for some shows I've come in to conduct. So first time in 2 years, I should be ecstatic, but I'm not. I enjoy being around theater people and socializing with them, and I love being around musicians. But theater is, it's just getting in the way now of other interests. All the rehearsal times, all the times you have to devote to it, it's taking up time that I now want to spend in a different way. Theater meant everything to me from about 2011 going into 2020. But now it's a very small part, and honestly one that I think I would better appreciate as an audience member or as an occasional kind of almost like a cameo appearance as a production member. But that was a season of my life that maybe it'll come back, but I feel like it's gone for now. And coming on here to talk about the joys of theater when I don't feel that joy myself is disingenuous. Now, when this joy went away, it's more than one factor. I've thought about this quite a bit. But if you go listen to the most downloaded episode in this podcast history, it's called A Story of Failure and the Lessons Learned. It was posted on October 15th, 2021. It's between episodes 60 and 61. I talked about a show that I did. Well, I talked about a show, a Broadway tour, that I didn't feel super prepared for. And it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. I was let go after the first rehearsal. And as I said in that, you know, that podcast episode was about lessons learned. And I've thought about it quite a bit since I posted that. And I said, well, one of the things that I've never changed my mind about, it put me at a crossroads. Do I want to invest the time and the money and the technology that will help me be better prepared for this opportunity again and to really go all in to this? Or is this really what I don't want to do? And it actually took very little decision making for me to determine, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to put in the time needed to take this next step to be able to play on the level of a Broadway show. It's not where my interests lie, and it's not really where my natural strengths are. So I thought at the time, well, I'll just gladly stick with community theater. But then what I discovered was, well, that passion was gone too. I did a bucket list show in 2022, which was Into the Woods. And really from the first rehearsal to the end, to the time we were done with the show, I really couldn't wait for it to be over with. And that's been kind of my experience with every show that I've done is, you know, saying yes, thinking of the excitement of shows that I've done in the past, only to approach that first rehearsal and think, I really can't wait for this whole thing to be done with, which is why I've made the decision to basically retire myself from music directing theater. I will still be available as a keyboardist or a conductor to kind of come in and kind of help with the process, but a lot of it has to do with just the time commitment and the fact that it just competes with my interest. But the other part was that failure really did, I don't think of it as negative. It taught me something about myself, but it did kind of basically put to death any kind of fire that I once had for the theater, because I saw things differently and I saw myself differently, and I saw myself not willing to overcome that hurdle, and I'm okay with that. Others might look at this from the outside and say, well, David, why didn't you just like get back in there and try again? And it's just simple. That is not where I wanted to go. I wanted to go deeper into a podcast of broader interest. I wanted to do more as a teacher. I wanted to do more as a composer and an arranger, but I wanted to do way less as a theater music director. So now I don't know the long-term future of this feed. I will not be adding to it, so this will be the last episode. There is an expense that goes with a pro account to keep an unlimited number of episodes available on my RSS feed. I think that comes due in the summer, so I may look at it and see if I can downgrade that to just keep what's there but not add to it. But there is a chance that if, you know, if it's an expense that it's not worth it, then I may have to cut that back. And I don't know what that does. It may just eliminate some older episodes. I will try my best not to do anything that removes this podcast completely, because there's still plenty of listeners who haven't discovered it yet. And I still get a lot of new listeners per week, even though I'm not posting on it. So I don't know how much longer all the episodes will be available, but they'll definitely be available for the next few months. And if I can help it, they'll stay there. So I hope that you'll continue to come back and listen to the lessons that all these great musicians have shared throughout their careers. I know there's a lot of episodes that I really love, that I really value. And some of these guests I know I'm going to have on the Musician Toolkit. So I just want to take this moment and just say thank you so much for being a listener, whether or not you've just come in recently and kind of discovered this podcast during the inactive period, or whether or not you've been with me from the beginning. I know there are several of you who have listened to every episode since the very first week that I put them out, and I'm very appreciative of that. I'm appreciative for this podcast to kind of teach me about being a podcaster and to introduce me to so many people. I have friends that I've met because of this podcast, so I have nothing but gratitude. I just can't continue adding to the feed, and I didn't want to just leave everybody in limbo wondering what happened to Life in the Pit. Is there going to be another episode? Again, I never say never, but I would say I'd be very surprised if there ever is another episode. So I don't want to take that risk, that non-committal way that I tend to be with destiny, and accidentally let time go by and go by and go by and not properly say farewell. So as far as I can tell, this is the last time that I will be in the microphone on this particular feed, but go check out or recheck out all the great episodes here. There are enough episodes to fill several 24-hour days that you could listen to everything that we put here, and we would definitely encourage you to do that. Also encourage you to go check out my other podcast, The Musician Toolkit. I will be active there. We just talk about a lot more things other than musical theater. But that's going to wrap it up, as far as I know, for good, for Life in the Pit. Once again, thank you so much for being a listener.